Cheers, everybody. We are back for another edition of Bourbon on a Budget. TJ Pittenger, Ben Koch. We've got an exciting episode for you guys tonight, reviewing something for the second time. Brendan's not with us. He was so disgusted that we lost the first review that he said, I'm not doing this one again with you guys. And so I would say we're flying solo, but we're not flying solo. It is just the two of us. Ben, how you doing tonight?
Ooh, I am doing good. Memorial Day weekend, relaxing, smoking some meat, you know, grilling out. What more could you want?
You smoke
meat? Some bourbon. Oh, yeah.
I'm a professional meat smoker.
I think a 15-pound brisket was probably what we had on the smoker.
Nice.
I got a green egg extra large, you know.
Nice. So, yeah, no, Memorial Day was really good. I didn't smoke any meat. I made some hamburgers and hot dogs. We're a lot poorer than you on this side of the room.
Wuss. Go big or go home, you know.
But certainly appreciate all those who did pay the ultimate sacrifice so that we can do stupid stuff like this, review bourbon, and just drink with our buddies. So obviously a day to always kind of remember that. Come to the end of the day, and it's just us. Brendan's letting us fly solo tonight. We reviewed this bottle that we're going to review tonight a few weeks ago.
That's correct.
And we talked about this on the show, but if you're just now tuning in, if you didn't hear it last week, I was going through and clearing out some of the old episodes because you only have a limited amount of space on the software or the platform that we use. And we had recorded two reviews that week. And so I kept one of the reviews, but then I thought, oh, this is for last week. Accidentally deleted it. So we are reviewing it again. That whiskey is Bull Run 13. It's an American whiskey. It's not a bourbon. But Bull Run 13, an American whiskey aged 13 years. The very end of that, the last 11 months, or, you know, essentially the last year, but last 11 months finished in a Pinot Noir cask. So Bull Run American whiskey. We really liked this the other day, or a couple of weeks ago when we reviewed it. This is a seal box pick. Brendan actually sent me a bottle of this.
Thank you, Brendan.
What would you call it? Like, as a...
Congratulations.
As like a congratulatory thing. Yeah, like a congratulatory, you know, good job on your wife pushing a human out of her body. So anyway, so because Kara did that, I got a bottle of whiskey. So that's...
It seems like a fair trade.
Seems like
that's we should have that's more babies. Equal work. Yeah, equal effort.
I'll let her smell this. But excited to try this again. We really liked it a couple of weeks ago. I have our... numbers pulled up, but I have it kind of hidden on the screen, so I can't.
And you
see
refuse to tell me what my numbers were.
No, I'm not. I'm not even looking at mine because I scrolled past it. I scrolled to the bottom because I do want to see how closely we review this to the first time we had it with without Brendan influencing us, maybe because maybe he was leading us since this was his. I don't know. Yeah, we knew what it was that we were drinking, so I will say that. Like it wasn't like it was. Yeah, it was not blind.
Oh, okay.
Now, I had the sample bottle of it. So,
okay.
Anyway, if you're listening, if you're watching this, do us a favor, quickly share this, retweet it, tag a friend, whatever. We'd appreciate it. If you're watching live, if you're listening live, please do that for us. Would be super helpful. And we, again, would certainly appreciate it. If you're listening back later on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, wherever you may be listening, hit that share button to whatever social media you prefer. And we would certainly appreciate that. Let's jump into it. On the nose, Ben, I've been blabbering. I also poured yours about 10 minutes ago, 15 minutes ago, and I just poured mine. So I'll let you kind of go first. Talk to me about the nose here.
Okay. So a couple interesting things that I'm picking up. So I feel this is a very Texas-y vibe. And when I think Texas, I think some of those kind of like leathery, char notes, heavy spice. And when I first opened, because we opened a brand new bottle for this review. When I first opened the bottle, I was like, ooh, this is all Texas, Balcones, Garrison Brothers, very much in that profile. And now that it's been sitting open for about 10, 15 minutes, I get a little more of like the like maple syrup, chocolate characteristics, like almost toasted, but not quite. Just like very dark, dense, heavy notes. I'm not getting much floral, Not a lot of floral fruit notes
though.
Here.
Do you get a little fruit though? I think that might be the Pinot Noir. The kind
I'm
of
not
the...
getting much. I'm not getting much fruit. If you were told me it's just Pinot Noir thinking? Finish, I'd be like, no freaking way. You know, like
maybe that's just me knowing.
Yeah.
What it's finished in that's yeah. kind of like screwing me up there. But I almost think I get like a dark grape or plum, kind of like the Midwinter Night's Dram. And that the reason I say that is because you talked about a lot of the spice.
Yeah.
I don't know that this necessarily has a ton of rye spice in it, but at 13 years old, it does have a lot of barrel in it. Yeah. So
I get way more like leather and tobacco than I do like plum or like Midwinter's profile. Like I said, this is
definitely very sweet. It's a very sweet nose. Mm-hmm. Like, do you like the nose?
Yeah, it's like really complex. Like
it's said, very it's sweet. Very, it's very dense. There's a lot going on with it.
I like sweet the and savory. You know, I get sweet and savory with the leather and tobacco here. But like, there's a lot going on. Like, there's no like, there's no searching for the nose. It is.
It's not a one note. It's gonna smack you in the face.
Yeah, the nose.
The nose feels heavy. Did we talk about the proof on this? The proof on this. Oh, it's big. 121.56.
Yeah, way more than Midwinter's. Yeah.
Oh, which is like 98, right? So, okay. Taste it.
It drinks 120. I mean, there's no hiding proof here because there's enough like spice and like barrel to it.
Yeah.
But again, all those heavy notes, very like toasted caramel or like charred caramel, tobacco, leather, chocolate, maple syrup, all of those like really dense, dark notes are still there. Again, not much. There's no like lemon or citrus or herbaceousness to me. It's very, very heavy. This would be a great winter whiskey.
Yeah, this is super, super heavy.
But I like it. I like it.
It's complex, but it's also like just it's dense. Like you said, heavy, dense, kind of the same idea there.
It's trying to look
and see if I can find a mash bill for it. I don't see one here.
Because this is an American whiskey, so it's not even like I don't even think it's forced to be like aged in new oak barrels. It could be aged in used oak or I'm really not a professional on the American whiskey side.
So go back to the nose. Now when I go back to the nose, definitely still very leather, a lot of oak, but I'm getting more like caramel and vanilla on it. Like just totally like very traditional. Yes. It gets sweeter as you go back to the nose after tasting a little.
I would agree. Yeah. I get way more leather and tobacco originally, and then now it gets sweeter once you start sipping it. I would agree.
I think also on the taste, I'm almost getting like a cherry, but like a cherry with some cream in it. Cherries and cream. Is that, you know, not, you have peaches and cream, but cherries and cream. Almost like there's a layer of creaminess to it. Maybe that's the thickness, the viscosity, the density that I'm picking up. But almost getting like a cherry on it when I go back to the taste again. Like a really, again, I give that dark fruit. I think that's, maybe it's the Pinot Noir just kind of like taking over in my mind, but I like it.
Right.
What do you think about the finish?
The finish is like just as big as the palate to me. Hold on. It finishes more leathery. Like you get tobacco, spice. Those savory characteristics come back. And I think that's why when you go back to the nose after, you know, drinking it, it's more sweet because you have a lot of those savory notes at the end.
Yeah, I think that it very much, it's like you just mentioned, the big thing that comes back for me at the end of it is that spice at the end. And I'd love to know, again, the mash bill is undisclosed. I did look that up and couldn't find anything on it. I'd love to know what the rye content in it was to know if this is more of the barrel spice or if there is a, you know, decent amount of rye in it, right? Because anything 20% or more, anything 20% more in rye is going to have some decent spice to it, right?
Yeah.
I think Wild Turkey considers the anything like over like 20 or 25%, like a high rye.
Yeah, it's like 18
mash bill. Yeah. So the spice definitely comes on the end. Jason here commenting, regret passing on a 13-year bull run barrel proof at $59. See, I don't know if this is barrel proof or not, but I would assume that.
I mean, it's 120 something. I mean, that's got to be barrel proof.
Yeah, and the 121.56, like, that's just such a random number to.
Yeah, they wouldn't prove it down to that to be.
Yeah, to be proved down to, right? Like, I feel like that is probably barrel proof.
And it's that's great, man. Like, I really.
$60 really is a really good bottle. Price. Yeah, this is a
what is,
really
what
good
is the price of this bottle?
$60.
Oh, geez. For $60, yeah. Bucks, this is a banger. Yeah. Easily a banger for $60. Is this? I mean, this is the pick from Sealbox, right? Was it 60?
Correct. Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
What a great pick this is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would definitely spend $20 or $60 on this.
Yeah, $59 on Sealbox. Got to put in my age, of course.
I need Tommy to come in with a bull run.
That'd be sick. I'd be down for that. Mm. They have a. I wonder if you can find out any more information on it. Oh, this says a mash bill. Okay.
A lot of barley.
This says a mash bill of 96 corn, 4 malted barley.
Jeez. So it's like super heavy ethanol.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so barrel. All that spice that we're getting is the barrel.
Yeah,
it's all there's barrel. No rye in it.
Huh. This is great. I'm a big fan of this.
Yeah, no, this is really, really good. Okay,
$60.
Let's get into. I know. So Ben usually, whenever we do a tasting, he pours just like a little bit in his glass, and then he wants to. He poured a pretty generous amount. I'll say when I took
it
this
was
over
like, to it was like an ounce and a half, and I was like,
it was a good TJ size pour. Like yeah. I'm good at just like pouring way too much every time.
Yeah,
I mean I walk home from his house, so it's
yeah. Know,
safety first, but Jason comment here. That's why it tastes like a Texas whiskey because of the mash bill.
Yeah,
with, you know, the corn, it's barley.
It's yeah. So Texas that's to me,
really good. It's. I love how you said it was savory and sweet, mm-hmm. and because it's been a few weeks, I don't remember anything that we said in that old review because we have reviewed 4 things since
right.
then, right? Like I don't. It's hard to remember exact notes that you're picking out and different things, so. But I know you didn't say savory and sweet in the last one.
Yeah.
Like that would have definitely been something that I would have picked up on and remembered. So,
so anyway, good. This is really good. I'm a big fan of this.
Yeah. I like this a ton. Let's get into rating it. Okay. We're going to, here's what I want to do. Let's rate it the whole way.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're going to throw Brendan's in and we're going to do a composite with all 5 scores.
Yeah.
Like the 3 from last time, mine, yours, and Brendan's, and then our 2 from this time and see what we come up with. For those that don't know, the review scale is out of 10, 2 for the nose, 4 for taste, 1 for finish, 1 for cohesive / complexity, and 2 for value. Yes. On the nose, you want to go first here?
Yeah. So we're 2 on the nose. I think this is really, man, this is good. I think I'm like a 1.75 on the nose.
I'm the same way. I thought you were going to go a little lower at 1.5 because you're traditionally like the guy that likes to knock it down just a tad. But I think this is really good. It's bordering on elite. It's got all the sweet characteristics that you want in a bourbon. It's super dense. It's super heavy on the nose. Also has the spice, the leather. Really, really good nose. You would think a 13-year-old whiskey that has been finished in wine barrels should have a good nose. This lives up to the hype. It's probably really close to a 2.
This is a pretty distinct profile though. Like you have to like, it's either going to be for you or it's not going to be.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of, it's profound enough where it's like, yeah, we know what we are and this is what it is. So you hopefully you like it. If you don't, then it's not a big deal, but man, it's good.
Really, really good. Mm. Out of taste, you get 4 points here to play with. I'll go first on this one.
Okay.
I'm going to give this a 3.25. I think it's very above average. I think it hits a lot of things well. It honestly, if I go for long enough, I could talk myself into a 3.5 on this because it is really, really good. It hits the sweet. It hits the leather. It hits the spice. It hits a lot of things that you want. Yeah. I like the density, but I think 3.25 is a really fair score here. Again, I could probably be talked into 3.5, but
3.25. That's the right answer. 3.25.
Mm. Mm. When it first hits your palate, it's getting so kind vanilla. I was going to say a custardy, almost like a fruity custard, which is perfect for me. Like that is me to a T. Finish. We talked about finish. You go first.
Finish. I'm not blown away by the finish here. It's good. And since I have only 1 point for finish, then I'm going to give this. I think it's 0.75. It's above average.
Yeah. I was thinking you were about to say 0.5, which I was going to bump up to 0.75. I hate that we're exactly spot on the entire time, but just the way that the finish kind of comes back around and finishes with that spice that we're talking about, with that barrel, the tobacco from the nose comes back around to the finish, mm-hmm. making this pretty complex. Spoiler alert mm-hmm. for our next category.
Yep.
I think this is really a nice finish. I don't think it's perfect by any means. The wine barrel does come in at the end as well. I think this is really good. 0.75. Cohesiveness and complexity. I'm really close to giving this a 1 on cohesiveness and complexity. I think I might bump it down to a 0.75 just because I've been so kind to this. But I do think it's both cohesive and complex with the different notes it hits. I'll go 0.75 and say that maybe it could be a little bit more complex. But I even feel like I'm selling it short there a little bit. What do you think?
0.75. That's the right answer. There's nothing perfect.
This used to be like an all or nothing thing. If it was both cohesive and complex,
you guys try to make it that, and I never agreed to that. Now you're on my level.
When we didn't have quarter points, I think that made a lot more sense.
Yeah,
with quarter points, it you know, you can have a little bit more fluctuation there. Okay, so going into value, we have the same exact score. We both have a 6.5 out of 8. This is, I wouldn't say this is like readily available all the time.
No.
But it's fairly available. It's coming soon again on Sealbox. So literally if you just sign up for their, if you sign up for their list or their mailing list, I don't even know if you have to be a member. Yeah. I think you can just sign up for it and they'll tell you exactly when it comes back out. You can also find this online. Like I'm pulled up napacabs.com. And there's a 14
Napa Cabs
Pinot Noir. It's $46.99. So it's even mm-hmm. a little bit cheaper. So I'd call this fairly available. I don't mm-hmm. think, here's Fine Winehouse, $46.99, a 14-year-old. Here's Liquor Barn for $40. Here's winedeals.com for $40.
Liquor Barn, barely an hour.
So terrible. Here's Drizzly has it, a 13-year. So, yeah. Yeah, it's fairly available. $60, a 6.5 out of 8 is pretty high. I'll give this I'm between a 1.5. I think I'm at a 1.5. I think it's a really good value.
Correct.
To get that high.
1.5 is
1.75, but
yeah. The only thing that I'm concerned with is I think it's just a little. Like it's very distinctive, you know. Like you're not drinking this to drink bourbon, you know. So it's a little bit different. I'm only knocking it a little bit because it's a distinct profile. So 1.5.
Okay.
But at $60, it's still incredible. Like, man, it's great.
Okay. So let's look at our scores from the first time.
Yes.
Oh, we bumped up just a tad. So on a couple of things. Actually.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool. So. Nose the first time we all three gave this a 1.5.
Okay.
So you and I bumped up a tad here to a 1.75 on this review. On taste, you and I gave this a 3.25. So we stayed consistent there. Nice. Brendan gave it a 3. Obviously, he wasn't here today to give his.
Weird.
On finish, we both stayed the same. We both had this at a 0.75.
Okay.
Brendan had it a 0.5, but we stayed consistent on finish as well. Cohesiveness and complexity, you gave it a 0.75 again, so you were the same. I gave it a 1. And then for value, we both Brendan gave it a 1 as well. For value, we both gave it a 1.5, so same value score. So we were pretty spot on.
So I'm pretty much on, except my nose changes a little bit. Nice.
Yep. I was on, except for my nose was a little high this time. My cohesiveness and complexity was a little low. But my total score ended up being the same. My total score was an 8. Yours was a 7.75 last time. Now yours is an 8 as well. But I mean, we stayed pretty consistent with it, you know, in different different whiskeys can hit you different ways at different times. And so this worked out pretty good. I do want to aggregate all of our scores together and see where we're
at. This could be on the board. It's going to be big. This could be a big score.
Yeah, especially because you've got a couple extra eights in there. No, I want a filter. I want an average. That average is a 7.9 exactly. 7.9. Wow. We've got 3 8s. I gave it 2 8s. Mm-hmm. You gave it an 8. You also gave it a 7.75, and Brendan gave it a 7.75. That gives us a 7.9. That is big board material. Last week, the Kobe Rye got a 7.91 or 7.92 if you round it up. So
I do like
this
that.
Just barely comes in underneath it at a 7.9. Makes the big board. We made the big board without Brendan.
You're welcome, Brendan. We did it.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. All right, cool. Have you bought anything? Have you pursued anything? Have you purchased anything here recently?
I have not. Actually, I did purchase something, and we recently put out a wrapper review of it.
Ooh.
It's the Elijah Craig Private Barrel from Davidoff in Tampa. It is Tommy's second Elijah Craig Private Barrel pick, barrel proof. It's great. And we went and talked to him the other day. He has Dos Mas coming. So two more picks, 3 and 4 are on the way. So keep an eye out, at Davidoff in Tampa. They're going to be killing it, especially with all the other picks that are coming out. And supposedly there's some other really crazy stuff hitting the bar soon. So just put that on your radar. Just be in the area.
Speaking of that, we probably have another rapid review coming. Maybe it'll be a dual rapid review. Not a duel, but like a duel.
To the death.
Not that kind of duel. So keep your eye out.
I'll be Aaron Burr.
Keep both eyes out for that. I'll be Hamilton. I'll die, but I'll get a play named after me. You died too. Like, you're not alive.
Yeah, but like I'll be awesome because I'm Aaron Burr. Yeah. I'll drop some knowledge.
Sir.
Yeah.
What's your favorite song in that entire play?
Jeez.
Guns and Ships. Like it's not even close. Guns and Ships is so good.
Guns and Ships. I need to listen to it again.
That's the one. No, I'm not going to do it, but it's good.
Yeah, you can. You can do it. Give me a little sample. A little samp.
Nah, I'm good.
The Three Sisters, great song.
Oh,
how about the one? How about the one where it's, I think it's Angelica talking about the night that happened, and they rewind. It's called Rewind. It's pretty great.
Yeah,
what a great song. Yeah, Bourbon on a Budget plus Hamilton.
It doesn't get any better than that. Keep your eyes out for those rapid reviews. Go back and try and find the one from the Elijah Craig. That one was really, really good. Hey, we appreciate your interactions on social media. They're one of the best parts about doing this. The shows are a ton of fun, don't get me wrong, but interacting with you guys on social media, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, while you're drinking, tag us in it. Let us know what you're drinking. We'll shoot back a picture of whatever we've got in our glass as well. Subscribe, like, rate, review, all those good things on iTunes, YouTube, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, wherever you can find us. TJ Pittenger, Brendan Sinone, not here tonight, Ben Cock.
RIP.
For Bourbon on a Budget, cheers. Mm-hmm.